China canceled Christmas. So what does that mean in the new year? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll explore the connection between religious freedom, China, and the global year of the Bible. And many of us likely read the Christmas story from our own Bibles earlier this week. Still, many believers around the world lack a Bible translation in their own heart language. You can make a difference, and that story's coming your way in just a couple minutes. But we'll begin today in Asia, where China banned Christmas this year, ramped up the crackdown on Christians, and tightened religious restrictions. This year, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom designated China as one of 16 countries of particular concern for its religious freedom violations. And with the new year just days away, it's interesting to note that 2020 is the global year of the Bible, the major push to end Bible poverty. And for ministries like Bibles for China, that's going to make things very interesting. Kurt Rovenstein says they've had to adjust their strategy a little. Right now, they're focused on building key relationships and equipping young church leaders.
In fact, with those relationships at the provincial level, we've actually had more opportunity in terms of volume of Bible than we had before because of the absence of that foreigner that sometimes is problematic to our brothers and sisters in Christ.
There's a huge need for leadership development in China's church. There are many training centers and seminaries struggling to equip leaders in a rapidly growing church in China. And with this shift in religious restrictions, it means praying for creative wisdom.
If China gives us increased challenges, which, you know, every indication is that they probably will, I think the prayer for Bibles for China and for the believers in China is that God continues to hold open doors even when the world tries to close them.
Next, historical theology. It's a topic that seeps into every theology class an undergraduate Bible major or seminary student takes. Historical theology is the study of the history of what people have said about God and God's work through history. For Christian theology, historical theology is closely tied to the study of how Christians have understood the Word of God over the centuries. Faculty development lead and lecturer in historical theology at Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, Caleb Hutcherson, says,
historical theology informs our understanding of God in that it helps us recognize who's doing theology.
Each person studying theology brings his or her set of preconceived beliefs and a unique lens through which to view the world. Historical theology aids in distinguishing what we say God says from actual revelation.
We can never escape from our bias to the present unless we go back and pay attention to what other people said in the past. Historical theology offers us perspective outside of ourselves from the past about how to understand what God has said in Scripture.
We'll connect you with what else Hutcherson has to say along with other resources for your historical theology journey. Visit our website for the details. And finally, let's talk about Scripture access for just a minute. Our world holds over 7 billion people who use more than 7,000 languages, yet fewer than 700 languages have a full Bible translation. FMI's Bruce Allen says they see the need for God's Word firsthand.
We are seeing such a hunger. Places like Kenya, where they're still waiting to get the Bible in their own language for the first time, or places like Pakistan, where a single Bible leads 9 people to faith in Christ.
But FMI isn't a Bible translation organization. Rather, they support indigenous pastors and church planters in the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. However, since Bibles usually go hand-in-hand with church planting and discipleship,
for 2020, we aim to dedicate more than twice of the amount of resources for Scripture distribution than we budgeted for this year. FMI just acts as a bridge between Christians here in the West and those who are in need in other countries.
And $7 provides a Bible. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.